We're learning Tana de Eliyahu, and today we're going to do a few things in honor of the fact that Tisha B'Av is coming up. So in the end of Tana de Eliyahu, we have they end the book with a psikta, medrash, that discusses Eliyahu and the future. And the medrash says as follows: B'shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu Goel Tisrael, when God is going to come to redeem the Jewish people, Shlosha Yamin Kom Sheyavo Mashiach, 3 days before Mashiach comes in, Ba'aliyahu Vomed Al Arei Yisrael, Eliyahu comes and stands on the mountaintops of Israel, Uvoche, and he cries, Umaspid Alehim, and he eulogizes over them, Vomer Lehem, and he says to them, Harei Eretz Yisrael, the mountains of the land of Israel, Ad Matay Atem Omdim Be'eretz Tziyahu Shmama, till when will you stand in a land that is desolate and void? Ve'koloni Shmam Yisof Ha'olam Ve'atzofo, and Eliyahu's voice is heard from one edge of the world to the other edge. And then he tells them, Bashalom Naolam, Bashalom Naolam. Peace has come to the world, peace has come to the world. Shneimar, as the verse states in Isaiah, Manavu Alearim Raglei Mevaser, how pleasant are upon the mountains the feet of the one who's bringing good tidings. Mashmiya Shalom, he will make peace heard. Mevaser Tov, he will give good news. Mashmiya Yeshua, he gives news of salvation. Omer Letzion, he announces to Zion, Malach Elokaich, your God has taken the throne. Kivan Sheshamu Rishayim, when the Rishayim hear that peace has come to the world, Hem Smechim, they're happy. Vomer Zelazeh, each one tells the other, Ba Shalom Lanu, peace came, it's going to be good for us, peace for us. B'yom Sheni, the second day, Ba Eliyahu comes, Vomed Al Arei Yisrael, he stands on the mountain tops of Israel, Vomer, Bat Tova Leolam, Bat Tova Leolam, he stands on the mountain tops and says, good has come to the world, good has come to the world. Shneimar, as the verse states, Mevaser Tov, he'll give tidings of good. Yom HaShlishi, on the third day, Ba Vomed Al Arei Yisrael, he comes and stands on the mountains of Israel, Vomer, Bat Yeshua Leolam, salvation has come to the world, Bat Yeshua Leolam, salvation has come to the world. Shnemaz, the verse states, Mashmiya Yeshua, Eliyahu will make the salvation heard. V'kivan shu roe tarshim shem omrim kach, and once he hears the wicked saying, ah, things will be good for us, so, Omer Litzion Malach Elohayich, he tells Zion, your king, your God, is going to be king. Kum yori, get up and give light, kiva orech, for your light has come. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, this is similar to one who's traveling and the sun is setting. And as he's traveling, it gets darker and darker. Along comes a person and turns on a candle for him. The chava, and the candle goes out. Someone else comes and lights his candle for him. The chava, and again the candle goes out. Amar, the person sees that each candle goes out, the wind puts out his candle, so he says, Mikan ve'elach, from now on, enim mamtin, ela le'oro shel boker. I'm not going to wait for someone else to come along the path and he'll give me fire and I'll light my flame again. What I need is the light of the morning. Kach amru Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too the Jewish people said before God, Asinu lecha menorah bimei Moshe v'chavta. We made you a menorah, a lamp in the days of Moshe, and it was extinguished. Bimei Shlomo, in the days of King Solomon, we built another menorah in the base of Migdash, v'chavu, and they were extinguished. Mikan ve'elach einanu mamtinin ela le'orcha. From now on, we're waiting for your light, for a light that won't be put out. Shneimar, the verse states, ki imecha mekor chayim ba'orecha nireh or. For with you, God, is the source of life, with your light we'll see light. V'chen amar kadosh baruch hu, and so too God said, Kumi ori kiva orech, get up, arise, Zion, give off light, for it's come time for your light to shine. Meaning the Jews saw periods of renaissance, the Jews saw periods where they had Moshe Rabbeinu took a people that were almost dead in Egypt, brought them up, and now they have God within their midst, they have the Mishkan, and ultimately the Mishkan didn't continue giving light. Shlomo builds the temple, and ultimately the temple doesn't give light. And finally the Jews say, we want God in our midst and the holiness of God being connected with us to be eternal. And that's what God says, that the ultimate salvation will be eternal. Amar Rabbi Acha said, Nimshalu Yisrael Azayit. The Jews were compared to an olive tree. Shenemaz, the verse states, Zayit Ra'anan, an olive tree that is fresh, that's filled with fluid, Yefeifui Toh, gives off beautiful fruits. Kara Hashem Shemech, that's the name God called you Jewish people, this beautiful olive tree. Venimshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaner, and God is compared to a candle, as the verse states, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. Hashem is the candle that's the neshama within a person. Madar Kosher Shemen Linatel Baner, just like when we have, Ner doesn't literally mean a candle. Ner in Chazal means a lamp. Just like there's always leftover oil in a lamp, Demirim Shnem Kachat, and the oil gives light together with the fire. Kach Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. So to God said to the Jewish people, Ho'il Ve'ori Hu Ochem, Ve'Ochem Hu Ori, being that you are my light and I am your light, Ani Ve'Atem Nelech Ve'Na'or LeZion. Together we'll give light to Zion. Shne'emar Kumi Ori Ki Va'Orech. God tells Zion, give light, for your light has come. Now it's interesting. We say every morning, Uva LeZion Goel. The Redeemer will come to Zion. So some might say, let's wait. When the Redeemer comes, we'll come to Zion. Says Rashi on the spot, Ena goel ba kol zman sheZion chareva. The Redeemer won't come so long as Zion is destroyed. Zion has to be rebuilt, and the Redeemer will come to build Zion. Uva leZion, to build Zion, goel. Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Rabbi Yoshaya said, Atida Yerushalayim la'asot panas lumot olam. Jerusalem is destined to become light. Panas is their version of a flashlight to the nations of the world. Panas is a vessel that they'd light the candle in. It was a lamp that had protection from all sides from the wind and had holes through which the light came out. So that was today we use the word panas to mean a flashlight. But in the Mishnah, panas was this type of lamp. V'hem malchim l'ora, the nations will travel with its light, matam, what's the source, v'alchu goyim norech. The verse states in Isaiah, the nations will go and they'll be using the light of the Jewish people. V'chen umer, v'aya b'acharei t'amim, nechon yahar b'et Hashem rosh harim, v'naru elav kol goyim. All the nations will go to the light of the Beis HaMikdash. So now we've seen positive. Chazal always taught us to begin with positive. And now we're going to see a little bit of the destruction. But we'll see one more paragraph and then we'll see the more difficult things. The verse states, Zeshama katuv ki imcha mekor chayim b'orcha nireh or. With you is the source of life, with your light we'll see light. Amrak nest Yisrael v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people said before God. Now, we had a request from one of our listeners on the web that I don't read the Hebrew, I just translate the English. Let's just take a vote. How many people want that? How many people want to hear just the English? Without the Hebrew? Okay. How many people want the Hebrew with the English? Okay. So the Jewish people said before God, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Bishvil Torah shenatatali, because of the Torah that you gave me, shenikret mekor chayim, that the Torah is called the source of life, ani atida leitaneg b'orcha. As a result of the Torah, I am destined to enjoy in your light. Mahu, what does the verse mean? Be'orecha nireh or, in your light we'll see light. Zeh oroshen Mashiach. This refers to the light of the Messiah. Shenemar, as the verse states, Vayar Elokim et ha'or ki tov. When God first created light, in the beginning of creation, on the first day, it says God saw the light that it was good. Melamed, we derive from this verse, Shetzafa Kadosh Baruch Hu Bedoro Shel Mashiach, that God foresaw the actions of the generation of the Messiah, Uvmasav, that generation and its actions, Kodem Shenivra, prior to its creation. Ugnazo LeMashiach, and God concealed that light for the Messiah, Uledoro, and for its generation, Tachat Kisei HaKavod Shelo, under God's holy throne. Now, we all know that there was a special light that God created when He created the world, and that light enabled one to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. People could know what was going on all over at all times. My mother mentioned to me that she's starting to think that maybe all the midrashim that discuss that at the time of the Mashiach, Yerushalayim will teach the world and everyone will know what's going on everywhere else. Maybe they're referring to the internet age. Today you go online and in 1 second you know what's going on all over. So today it's very easy to teach something here. We have about 30,000 views of our page, just these classes per week. And that's stunning. Think about it. 30,000. So we never had 30,000 people in this classroom. Today, the potential for learning has grown. And the Medrash is saying that God concealed this light for the generation of Mashiach. I don't know if this is the generation of Mashiach, and I don't know if this is the light. But maybe that's one possible understanding. Amar ha-Satan lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Satan said before God, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Ol sheganazta tachat kisei hakavod shelcha, the light that you hid under your holy throne, lemi, for whom is it? Amar lo, God said to the Satan, lemishu atid lachsircha, for the one who's destined to bring you back, ulehachlimcha, and to shame you bevoshet panim, in shamefacedness. Amar lo, so the Satan said, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, hara'euli, show me the light. Amar lo, show me this person. God said to the Satan, bo re'oto, come and see this person. V'chevan she'ra'oto, and when the Satan sees the Mashiach, nizdaza, he shudders, he's in shock. V'nafal al panav, he fell on his face. Amar, he said, bevadai, certainly, zeu Mashiach, this is the Messiah, she'atid le'apil oti, that is destined to make me fall. Ulechol ha'malekim, and all those from Amalek, is going to make us all fall, b'geinom. Shenemar, as the verse states, bila ha'mavet la'netzach, death has been worn away forever. Umacha Hashem Elokim dima me'al kol panim, and God will wipe off all tears from all faces. Bota sha'ayit ragshu ha'malekim v'amru lefanav, at that hour, Amalek, the people of Amalek also got excited. They said, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, mi hu zeh she'anu noflim b'yado, who is this one that we're going to fall in his hand? Mashmo, what's his name? Uma tivo, what's his nature? Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God tells him, Ephraim Mashiach Tzidki Shmo, his name is Ephraim, my Mashiach, my righteous Mashiach. Notice, this Medrash calls him Ephraim. Another Medrash calls him Menachem. Different Midrashim have different names for Mashiach. Another Medrash calls him Ginon. So we don't know what his name is. And the Mashiach will uplift his stature and elevate his generation. And Israel, he'll give light to the eyes of Israel. And he'll rescue his nation. And no nation will be able to stand up to him. Now, there's something very interesting. Shabbos, I was by my in-laws. So my brother-in-law quoted a Rambam. And I said to him, you know, that's an interesting Rambam. I don't remember that it says it anywhere. So he said, sure, I'll show you. So he tells me where it's at. And I said, look, I've learned that. I never saw it written there. So he takes out a Rambam, and he looks, and it's not there. So he says, wait a second. And he pulls out another edition of the Rambam, and it turns out that there's a whole paragraph of Rambam that was censored out. I never saw, and he quoted it to me. And that paragraph has very much to do with what we're reading right now. That paragraph in the Rambam, we'll see if I can find it now. I don't know if my edition here has it. We'll see 1 second. We're reading from the Rambam in the end of Ilchot Menachim v'Milchamotehem. In the very end of the Rambam, the Rambam's last works in the Yad HaChazakah, Sefer Shoftim, the 14th book. And the Rambam is describing the criterion for a person to be the Messiah. So the Rambam says like this, HaMelech HaMashiach, the Messiah is going to return the kingdom to the house of David. And he's going to erect a temple, a Beis HaMikdash. And he's going to gather all the Jews. And will reinstate all the laws of the Torah, the justice system will be reinstated the way it was. We'll have sacrifices, korbanos, and we'll have Shemitah and Yovel, everything like the Torah says. And anyone who doesn't believe in him or doesn't wait for him, so he is really disregarding what the prophet said and what the Torah says. The Torah said that Hashem will bring us back and will regather us, gather all the Jews from all over. And the Torah already refers to the Mashiach, and Bilam also spoke about two Mashiachs. The first one is David, who saved us, and the second Mashiach is an offspring of David who would save us from the hands of Esav. And the Rambam goes through explaining how the different verses refer to the two Mashiachs. And then the Rambam says, don't think that the Messiah has to do all kinds of miracles like resurrecting the dead. That's not so. You see that Rabbi Akiva thought that Bar Kokhba was the Mashiach, and the Mashiach didn't do all these miracles. So you see, the Mashiach doesn't have to be a miracle worker. But once Bar Kokhba was killed, we knew that he wasn't the Mashiach. So he says, we have to know that the Torah is eternal and it's not going to change. You don't detract or add to the Torah, and anyone who adds or detracts from the Torah or tries to learn the Torah differently than our tradition, so we know he's a Rasha and an Apikoros. We all know who he's referring to, but he's going to do it more overtly in a second. And if a king from the house of David will arise, and he knows the Torah and does mitzvos like David, his forefather, as the Torah states and according to our tradition, and he has the Jewish people following the Torah, and he fights the wars of Hashem, so now we can assume he's Mashiach. That doesn't mean he's definitely Mashiach. That means we can assume he's Mashiach, says the Rambam. If he succeeded, and he succeeded in overcoming all the nations that surround Israel, and he erects the Beis HaMikdash in its place, and he gathers all the Jews into Israel, then you could rest assured he is the Mashiach. And if he didn't succeed, or if he got killed, so this sentence now, this paragraph, is what was omitted from all Rambams, as were the following paragraphs. This paragraph is the one he showed me, and I see in this edition, this is the Machon Manre edition, they have another few paragraphs that were edited, that were censored out. So this is the paragraph that they add in the Rambam Lam edition, that if he didn't succeed all this, or he got killed, so then we know that he is not the one that the Torah promised us would come. And he's like any other king of the house of David, that he's a righteous person, a pious person, but he died. I'll get just 1 second. And we know that God sent him to us, maybe to test us. As the verse states in Daniel, that many people will try, and people won't always be willing to wait, but there's still time, and the people, their test is going to be to wait. Yeah?
I thought the Rambam says that the Mashiach is going to die and then come back and then die and then come back. Is it one of the that's what I'm saying about in the Rambam debate that was with somebody and the other guy quotes this Rambam, and Rambam says, no, it doesn't appear anywhere. And the other guy says, yeah, it does. And Rambam says, show me. And so he says, okay, fine, and he can't find it. And so then Rambam goes, but Baruch Hashem, he looked in the wrong spot, because if he looked in the Pirush, Rambam and the Mishnah, he would have found it. But it actually says that Mashiach ben David is going to die. During times of Mashiach, he's going to die, and he's going to...
show me? Back. I don't know. Saying the same thing the Ramban said. Show me. I don't know. Ab Yeshua Notzri. And this is another paragraph. I'll be happy to see it. I don't know. Even Yeshu, Shedima Shiyeh Mashiach, he thought he would be Mashiach, and he was executed in court. Daniel already prophesied him and said that from those who breach our nation, they'll try to uplift themselves, they'll try to have prophecy, and they will stumble. Is there a greater stumble than this, says the Rambam, that all the prophets spoke about a Messiah who would redeem the Jewish people and save them and gather them from all their scatterings and strengthen the mitzvot, and this one caused the loss of Israel, by sword. He caused the Jews to be scattered. He caused the Jews to be downtrodden. He caused the Torah, he's talking about Yeshu. He caused the Torah to be left, and most of the world he caused to err and serve God other than God.
So I
don't know if the Rambam means that he meant to do all of these things. The Rambam means he caused all of these things, and as such, that's the clearest proof you can have that he isn't.
He caused it, or people caused it?
So I think the Rambam is saying that he also had a hand in it. The Rambam is saying that he also thought he would be the Mashiach. That's what the Rambam is saying. That he thought he would be. And everything, the outcome of his actions was exactly contradictory to what the Torah says is supposed to happen when the Mashiach shows up. But the thoughts of the Creator of the world, mankind cannot attain. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And all these things of Yeshu and the Yishmaeli, says the Rambam, all of this is censored. All of this doesn't appear in our Rambam. The paragraphs I'm quoting now just doesn't appear in our Rambam. They censored it out. They are just to straighten the path, so we'll make it to Mashiach and to fix the world so that the world will ultimately reach the service of Hashem together in unison, as the verse states, that the world will ultimately learn to serve God and unite in that. How so, says the Rambam? The world has already been suffused with the concept of a Savior. Everyone knows that such a concept exists, and everyone knows that there exists a Torah and that there are commandments. And now, wherever you go, people know this, even the foreign nations, and they discuss it, and they discuss the mitzvahs of the Torah. Some say they were true, some say they're no longer relevant, some say they were only relevant for one generation, but some say they are not to be understood literally. Some say the Mashiach already came and he taught us a new understanding. But bottom line, the world is cognizant of the fact that there is a Torah. God did give teachings. There are mitzvos. And there is a Savior. And when the Mashiach, the real Mashiach, is going to come and he'll be able to attain the level he should, then they'll all recognize that their way wasn't the right way, but there is a right way. So the Rambam saying that Yeshu and the Yishmaeli, they did move the world in the right direction. They might have caused many terrible things, as the Rambam enumerated earlier. But bottom line, they did push the world in the right direction. Now let's go back to what we're reading in the Tana de Be'elio, in the Psikta. When the Amalekim saw that God was going to create a Mashiach, and they were going to fall on his hands, so, and this one would uplift the nation and uplift the generation, and give light to the eyes of Israel and save them, and no nation will be able to stand up against him. And all Shenema lo yashi oyev bo venavla lo yanenu, as the verse states, that enemies won't be able to overcome him, they won't be able to torture him. And all his enemies and those that want to afflict him will be scared and run away from him. As the verse states, God will cut off his enemies from before him, those that want to afflict him. And even the rivers will stop flowing to the sea. As the verse states, his hand will reach the sea and his arm will extend to the rivers. So the nations questioned, who's going to be able to do this? And they saw the Mashiach. Yitchila Kadosh Baruch Hu mitaneimo. God started making conditions with him. Amar lo, halalu shegnuzim etzecha avonotehim, atidim nechnischa ba'ol barzel, v'osim tcha ka'egel hazeh shekahu einav, v'mnashkim tuchacha ba'ol, v'avonotehim shelelu atid leshoncha lidavek b'chikcha, retzoncha b'kach. God asked him, all these people that are hidden by you, their sins, they're going to ultimately make you suffer. Because of them, you're going to go under a yoke of metal. They're going to make you like an old calf. And they'll wipe out your strength with their yoke and with their sins. Because of their sins, your tongue is going to be stuck to your cheek. Do you want such a thing? Amar Mashiach lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach said before God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Shema Oto Tzar Shanim Rabotim. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha V'chei Oshcha, Shavua Gazarti Alecha, Im Nafshecha Atzeva, Ani Tordan Me'achshav. God told him, so he said, maybe that's the product of the affliction of many years that they've suffered. And God tells him, I swear by you and by my life, I decreed it would take you a week, which could mean 7 years, which could mean 7,000 years. And if you're saddened by all this, then I'll clear them all from the world right now. Amar lefanav, so Mashiach said, Ribono shel Olam, begilat libi v'simchat libi ani mekabel alai. I accept everything I'm going to have to suffer in order to redeem the Jewish people with happiness. Al menat shelo yivad echad miYisrael. I'll take all their afflictions, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, but I don't want a single Jew to be lost. Velo chayim bilvad yivashu biyamai. I want that the salvation won't only be for the living, el af otam ha-meitim shemetu mimot adam ha-yashon ad achshav, but also those that died from the days of Adam to today. Velo elu bilvad, not only these, el af nefalim yivashu biyamai. even the children that were miscarried should also be saved when I come. Should be resurrected. And not only the babies that were miscarried, but even those that you thought to create and didn't create, I'll accept any price, that's what I want, and I'm willing to accept any price to have that. So that's what the Mashiach is going to bring us. You guys want to continue regarding the Mashiach? Mashiach is supposed to be born on Tisha B'Av, or to go over to a little bit on Velio about Tisha B'Av? What? How many people want to continue about the Mashiach? How many people want to go to things about Tisha B'Av? Okay, good. You guys are positive.
Isn't it the same thing though?
Not exactly.
Will be here,
like, what, we'll see. Amru, our sages told us, B'Shavu Ben David Ba, in the week or in the Shemitah cycle when the son of David comes, Mevin Korot Shel Barzel Notnin Lo Al Tzavaro Ad Shenefach Komato. They bring poles of metal and they lay them on his neck till he's bent over. V'hu Tzoek U'Vochei, and he calls out and cries. V'ole Kol Olam Arom, meaning that whoever we're thinking is going to be Mashiach, and this could be representative of the Jewish people as well, will be placed into a situation where he's bent over and he's placed in servitude. And his voice goes up to heavens, V'ole Kol Olam Arom, Omer Lefanav, he says before his creator, Ribono Shel Olam, master of the world, Kama Yehi Kochi, how much is going to be my strength? V'chama Yehi Ruchi, and how much is going to be my spirit? V'chama Yehi Nishmati, and how much is going to be my neshama? V'chama Yehi Evarai, and how much are going to be my limbs? Lo basar v'dam ani, am I not made of flesh and blood? Al ota sha'a haya David boche, when David foresaw that he's going to be afflicted, so that that's going to be his claim before heaven, he started weeping. V'omer, and about that hour, King David said, Yavish kacheres kochi, my strength was sapped out of me till I dried like earthenware. Bota sha'a umer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that hour God tells him, Ephraim Mashiach Tzidki, Ephraim, my righteous Messiah, Fakibalta alecha misheshti mevreshit, I told you in advance it's going to be tough, and you accept it already from the 6 days of creation that you're willing to take this. Achshav yeitzar shecha katzar sheli, now you're going to be in pain like I'm in pain. Shemiyom shalan vuchanetzar arashav, for from the day that Nebuchadnezzar the wicked came up, ve'echivet beiti, and destroyed my home, ve'sarafet echali, and burned down my resting place, ve'igleti et banai, and I exiled my children, leven umot ha'olam, among the nations of the world, chayai v'chayei roshcha, I swear by my life and by your life, lo nichnasti lakisei sheli, I haven't entered my throne, God says, from the day I exiled my sons from their home and destroyed my home, I haven't sat in my throne. V'imena tamamin, if you don't believe, re'e hatal she'al roshi, take a look at the dew that's on my head, sh'ne'emar she'roshi nimna tal, as the verse states in Songs of Songs, the young lad says, look at my head filled with dew, I've been out in the fields, I haven't been able to be in a home. Bota sha'a omer lefanav, at that hour Mashiach says before Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, achshav nityashva da'ati alai, master of the world, now I've been appeased, now my thoughts are settled. Kidayo le'evet she'yeh ke'rabo, it's enough that the servant should be like his master. If you've been suffering all these years for what the Jews have to undergo, so I could suffer as well. What are we saying, Kaddish? Le'eila. What are we saying? Yitgadel v'yitgadel shemei rabah. We're looking forward to the time of Mechemet Gog u'Magog, a time when God's name will finally be exalted. God's name Yitgadel v'yitgadel will be exalted and will be made holy, the great name. Be'alma divrach irute, in this world that God fashioned, created the way He wanted. Re'ut in Aramaic means want. V'yamnich malchutein, we wish that God would establish His kingdom, b'chayechon, in our lives, in your lives, of yomechon, and in your days, uv'cheid chol beit Yisrael, in the life of all of Israel, ba'agala, right now, uv'zman kariv, in a close time, v'imro amen, everyone should agree. Yehei shmei rabah mevorach, we say, may God's great name be blessed, l'olam l'olmei amaya, forever. Yitbarach, v'yishtabach, v'yitpar, v'yitumam, v'yitnasei, may God's name be blessed, exalted, etc. Le'eila, God is above, Mikol birchata, all blessings. We just gave a bunch of blessings. Shirata, all songs. Tush bechata, all praises. Vinechamata, and all consolations. What consolations? We're saying God is above any comfort, any consolation. What consolation? That's this. That's the concept that God says, I'm not at home. I allowed my home to be destroyed on Tisha B'Av. I allowed myself to be exiled. When God says, I'm going to return the Jewish people, He says, I'll come back with you. We have a tradition that when the Jews were exiled, the Shekhinah went with them. God exiled Himself as well. God says, I am with them in their affliction. And that's what God is telling the Mashiach over here. You're suffering. You know how many years I've been suffering? I was once dating a girl. I really liked. And I thought we really matched. And at one point, after many really serious dates, she said something which I misunderstood and thought she said we should break up. And I came back to my dorm room in Yeshiva, and I sat on the bed, and I just couldn't go back to the Beis Medrash. And I had such pain in my heart, I just couldn't function. I sat there and I said, wow, never experienced such pain. That girl ended up being my wife. But on that day, like there was a, she said something which I thought she said we're breaking up, and I left like in a daze, and I sat on the bed just in pain. And I remember at the time thinking, the Ribbono Shel Olam says that when He exiled us, so He felt pain. He said, I'm taking someone out of their home. I'm breaking a connection. No, there's still the connection, but there isn't the representation that should be here. The Beis Hamikdash represents our connection. It's our ability to connect with Hashem. It's our ability to bring korban, from the word karov, to be close. I remember thinking to myself, you know, for the first time I understand all the verses in Shir HaShirim about he's chasing after her, she runs away, yes, no, she does open the door, she doesn't open the door, by the time she opens the door, he's gone. Why is it all a reference to him and her? Because there's a pain that can be experienced in that relationship that can't be experienced in a different relationship. And when I experienced it, I said, okay, now I'm educated. I never understood it before. Now I understand it a little better. So we should be zochei that this year, Bezrat Hashem, we should all wear fresh clothing for Tisha B'Av, and we should hear good news. Right now there's Tfilat Arvit. Please bring a pen and paper to the next class.